This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
You can't be predictable. That's number one. You cannot be predictable that everybody knows what you're going to do.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
All right, psychos. You don't even have to be that smart.
You don't even have to be that smart.
I'm just saying, this
I'm in. Count me in.
Yeah, it's pretty simple.
Hey, did you get your walk in yesterday? No, I didn't have a snorkel.
For 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You should never use that kind of language in a public setting. That's all I can tell you.
Are you serious?
It's time for the Tri-City's number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
I'm feeling it. I need somebody to carry this team.
I'm feeling
all
it.
I'm doing is driving a cart.
Yeah, he's a man-child, but he isn't fully developed.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, need a vehicle? ThinkMidway.com.
I don't know enough. I just know that, you know, why would you mess with those guys, you know?
He shows up every day biting. Who's tougher?
Well, that guy's about 6 years over his prime.
Get your resume dusted off.
The sand is falling out of Mr. Duda's shorts right now.
It's time for the Doug and Danny Show.
Happy Wednesday, everyone. Doug and Danny, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you on this Wednesday, the middle Wednesday of August in 2015. We've got a lot more football to talk about today. UNK Loper Link segment will be with the new head coach, Josh Lamerson. He'll have his first fall practice tomorrow. We'll talk about the expectations, what he's seeing now. It's go time for the Lopers. Our high school football preview, Charlie Shoemaker, Hastings. He has bopped around, had success at each spot, and we'll kind of ask him, obviously, about the Tigers, but what does he look for? When you're a coach that has made a lot of moves, what is one of the first things that you look for and you do? Because obviously, whatever it is for Coach Shoemaker, it's working. And then Mason Monheim, Illinois linebacker, is going to join us as our Big Ten chat today here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
The question about Shoemaker is interesting to me because there's a lot more to the job than just those nine football games that you're kind of guaranteed that you get to play. There's a lot of other elements that kind of throw in there. So that will be an interesting chat. And it takes a little while to get used to the idea of Charlie Shoemaker at Hastings. Just, you know, used to him being a GICC for so long.
And being the Tri-Cities and in our backyard, I'm sure at some point we'll say that.
Yeah, we'll stub our toe on that deal.
But we'll see how she all plays out. If you'd like to be a part of the program, you can always tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550. Email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Or you can fire off buzzes at the Kearney Chicken Coop fan line, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. It's time for our Loper Link, brought to you by Charter West National Bank of Kearney. You have the reasons, we have the loans. See Russ Smith today at Charter West National Bank. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter welcoming in UNK head football coach Josh Lamerson as practice begins tomorrow. But something's been going on every day. Coach, good morning. And are you nervous? How do you feel today?
Well, good morning, Doug and Randy. Appreciate you guys having me on. You know, really probably excited is the word that I think is being thrown around here a lot more than anything else. Freshmen reported yesterday. Veterans and returners are reporting today. And so there's a buzz in the air. You know, kids are kind of scrambling all over the place, kind of trying to find where they need to go and what they need to do. But it's been a fun day so far. And it's only 11 o'clock, so there's more to come.
Is there something that you kind of purposely waited to the last minute to do, something you kind of wanted to do to say this is the moment that kind of put the little capstone on your preparation to being the coach?
Well, I tried not to. You know, as a coach, especially, you know, sitting in this seat, I've come to learn that surprises are part of the job, but not necessarily something that you really welcome and like, and you have to deal with them. But, you know, for the most part, we've tried to be as detail oriented as we possibly can with kids, knowing where to go and where to be at what time to be there, and really have every minute of a lot of their day planned out, you know, essentially until December. And so I think that's something that the parents really appreciated. I know when the freshmen showed up yesterday, but for the most part, we're pretty planned out and ready to go.
Josh Lamerson, UNK football coach, with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You went down to Kansas City for MIAA Media Days, and I think the proper response as far as where you guys were selected in the poll, that's if it's always based on what has happened in the past years. So what'd you learn down there, if anything?
Yeah, you know, not a lot. It was one of those things. Obviously, first time as a coach to go down there, but it was pretty status quo for the most part. You're kind of running around doing interviews. You're giving a lot of information. You don't really get a lot of information. You have a very limited time to go and actually talk to the other coaches. And, you know, you might run into another beat writer that you know, but you know they're not going to give you any secrets away either. So, as far as getting a lot of information, didn't get a lot of pertinent stuff that we could use for the season. But you know, it was a great experience. They have it down in Sporting Kansas City where they have the national championship game, and so took Bronson Marsh and Greg Sherwood with me, so they got to kind of see that atmosphere as well. And so it was one that I really appreciated, and you know, looking forward to kicking off the season with it.
We often ask this question when we're at Big Ten or Big 12 media days, and that is, why do you bring the young men that you brought? Talk about those guys that you brought the media day and why you chose them.
Well, you know, both of them are fifth-year guys. You know, Bronson obviously been a transfer, but has been the starting quarterback for essentially 3 years, had to deal with some injuries, but has had to overcome a lot in his career, and I think really got voted one of our captains at the end of spring, has the respect of his teammates and one of the hardest workers on the team, one of the best kids on the team. You know, it just happens to be that he's a pretty darn good football player too, but a great representation of our offense and what we want to be and how we want to do it. And then kind of the same thing with Greg. Greg's actually from California, got recruited here and has been a mainstay in the defense, had to switch positions a couple times, but has given his heart and soul to the program. And it's more of a reward for those kids to be able to go and talk to the media a little bit, get that experience, drive down to Kansas City and see the other players from other MIAA schools and other coaches so they can kind of have that experience to draw back from. And so I remember when I went, it was one that I remember fondly from my playing days. And hopefully they had a similar experience.
Loper football coach Josh Lamerson with us here on our Loper Link. Josh, things happen over the summer, so I'll just throw this out there kind of as a blanket question.
Yeah.
If we go to first practice tomorrow night and second practice, we may notice something right off the bat. Any injuries, anybody that is not with the program since spring, any news of that type that the fans need to know about?
Not anything drastic, not anything major. You know, we've had a couple additions, you know, to our roster, added a tight end, Matt Miller, South Dakota transfer. We added an offensive lineman, Troy Studd. He was a Butte junior college transfer, added a Antoine Hadley, from Butler County, junior college transfer, D Thompson, from a California junior college. And so there was a couple transfers that we've added that I think will play pertinent roles and be in the mix. You know, but for the most part, it's really the guys that we ended spring with. We've been able to stay relatively healthy over the summer. You know, our one injury that we did have in our spring game, Alan Sampson, you know, kind of he tweaked his knee a little bit, and he's still rehabbing that, hopefully be able to come back and contribute this year. But, you know, for the most part, we're relatively healthy and ready to go.
The poll had you ninth in the MIAA. What would be success by the standards that you're setting?
That's a great question. You know, and I think everybody looks for quantitative answers. You know, how many wins you're going to have, how many losses you're going to have. You never really can answer that question with any type of certainty. You know, our main goal is to get better each and every day. Obviously, we want to finish better than ninth, but like I said, you know, that was really relevant on what happened last year, and kind of a good starting spot for the media and the fans to put teams. But you know, as far as this year, I think everybody on our schedule, us included, know that in the MIAA, each and every week you have to play your best, and you have to play better than you did the week before. And I think that's what we're ultimately, that's our goal. That's what we're going to try to do to get better each and every rep, each and every day in practice. You know, and then roll the ball out there and see what happens on Thursdays and Fridays, or Saturdays, excuse me.
Josh, the kids have been worked hard by your staff in the spring. They've worked hard in the summer. what kind of a fall camp are you expecting here? How will you approach it?
Well, it's going to be a little bit different. Just in the you know, we practice at night, try to get out of the dead of the heat. Our first three games are at night, so they get acclimated to it a little bit. It's going to be probably similar to fall camps that they've gone through before. You have your meetings, you have your walkthroughs, you have your practice, just arranged a little bit differently for those kind of things, procedural things. But for the most part, I think our practices are really, they speak for themselves. We don't do a lot of conditioning, after practice. We do it primarily during practice where it's up-tempo, fast-paced. You're running around between drills. It's high energy. Those kind of things that we did in spring, hope to continue and build on those during fall camp. And then, obviously add some more schematically. So it's a little bit of a mental burden as well during fall camp. But it's great because the kids haven't started school yet, so really they are focused on football primarily for the next, 2 weeks essentially. And they get to bond together and create those that brotherhood that is a football team.
Obviously, you're still getting to know the team from spring to now, and offensive line, defensive line, linebackers, all those different units. Is there a unit you kind of point to right now and say, right now that looks to be the strength of our football team? And is there a unit that you're a little bit more leery about?
Well, I think this was a question that I got asked at media days as well. I think anytime you look at a football team, it starts up front with your offensive and defensive line. And any coach that can walk in and say, well, we have plenty of offensive and defensive linemen, we're deep and we're great at that spot, I think is fibbing to you a little bit. You'd always take more offensive linemen and definitely more defensive linemen. And so we have good depth and we have, good starters at those spots as well. But it's always the spot that you're a little leery of just because those guys are so hard to come by. And a lot of times those are your juniors and seniors in the program, and there's only so many of those. So obviously depth is just an issue that you kind of worry about with that. On the flip side of it, I think our secondary, we're probably across the board as deep as I've ever been at the safety positions and the corner positions. Feel really good about the talent there and the skill set that Coach Gordon's been able to assemble. So feel good about that spot. Quarterback position, feel really good about that. Well, obviously with Bronson Marsh coming back, but the depth behind him as well, feel good. And so, there's Ed, running back, we have Romero Cotton coming back, and he's been a mainstay in the offense in the MIAA for quite some time. So there's definitely some tools that we look forward to using, but at the same time, depth is always an issue pretty much at every spot, so you hope to stay healthy too.
Last minute here with Loper coach Josh Lamerson. They open a camp tomorrow night, and then it's 3 weeks before they take on the preseason conference favorites in Northwest Missouri State. I thought Bronson made an interesting comment down at media days, and I was hoping maybe you would expand on this a little bit. When asked about, I don't know exactly how it was asked, but he talked about the playbook was blank and they draw the plays up.
Right.
They work through that. They do more than run them out on the field. They actually, in meetings, have to put them down on their playbook. What's that philosophy?
Well, that's something that we have our kids take ownership of it. We give them blank sheets. And as we are going through it on the board, instead of spoon feeding that information to them, they actually have to write the information down. So they're drawing things up as we're drawing it up. They're writing rules down as we write it down. We give them all the information that we want. We have PowerPoints, and Huddle's been a great invention for teaching and watching film. So they always have that as a resource as well. But, for the most part, those kids are responsible for the information that they get during meetings. And we teach it exactly how we want it to go in there. They bring that playbook and pencils each and every meeting, and it's essentially like a class. And the coach is up there explaining it to them. They're sitting there taking notes, and hopefully they're taking pertinent notes, and it's something that they can relate to their classroom experience. But it's one that I've found is very effective. They can kind of write things in their own words that they can understand, so it's not so confusing for them, and also refer to it. And hopefully retain the information as they're writing it down later on, when they're performing the actions in between the stripes.
Josh, obviously there's no preseason in college football, and you have really kind of the antithesis of that by playing, you know, one of the preeminent teams in the MIAA to get things started, and, you know, the alma mater, just to add a little bit of spice to it. Talk a little bit about that being the opponent, and would you prefer prefer to play St. Mary's School of the Blind game one?
No, you know, it's funny. I think everybody on our staff and on our team, you know, we obviously respect Northwest Missouri and they've done phenomenal things, you know, but I think everybody is very excited about it. And they look at it as a tremendous opportunity. You know, what a great measuring stick that you're going to have for your program right off the bat to see exactly where you're at and, you know, maybe where you need to go or what you need to do. But, you know, they're going to come in here and they're going to look the part. They're going to look exactly what you would want a powerhouse Division II program to look like. And for our kids to measure up and be able to go up against that, I think, is a great challenge for them. But one that's a great motivating factor in fall camp as well, because they know that what challenge awaits them on September 3rd. So they have to take advantage of every opportunity they have to get better during fall camp. And, you know, for me personally, you know, more than anything, I think it's probably a comforting feeling. I'm going to look over and see Coach Doral, the head coach over at Northwest, and, you know, those guys that were mentors and role models to me. Some of those guys were in my wedding. I still talk to those guys on a pretty regular basis. And, you know, so I think that'll be a great thing. You know, playing—it's almost like playing a relative, for all intents and purposes, for the coaching staff. So there's a large familiarity with me, but the rest of my staff as well. And so I think it's one that we embrace as a phenomenal challenge and a great opportunity.
Well, Josh, we'll let you get back to work. We'll talk with you again before the season opener, and best of luck, man.
Appreciate it, Doug and Randy. You guys have a great day.
Take care.
Good luck, Coach.
Josh Lamerson, head football coach, UNK, embarking on a new era already, and just another check mark of the first fall practice coming up tomorrow. And we remind you that they also will be part of the Loper Fan Appreciation Night. That's coming up on Saturday, the 22nd. That's a big to-do and has gotten bigger every year. The event will be held in conjunction with Blue and Gold Welcome Weekend from 4 to 9 at Foster Field. Admission is free. Loperville will open at 4 o'clock. They'll have beverages and food and a variety of other things. Loperville Festival Zone is free to all fans regardless of age. Then the team will have a football scrimmage from 5 to about 6:45. Then at around 7, Coach Lamerson and then soccer, cross country, Athletic Director Plinsky will all be talking about the upcoming seasons, and fans will be able to engage in a fan day atmosphere the rest of the evening with the interactive games hosted and run by Loper student athletes. Fans can get autographs and pictures and chat with players and coaches and even some ice cream.
Way, it's like you need anything more, and you have ice cream on top of that. Are you kidding me? You know, there's always so much excitement at the beginning of a new football season because, you know, the old cliches, everybody starts 0-0. It is a brand new beginning, but obviously with a new coaching staff, that adds to it. But I think it's even beyond that. I do think that there is an added energy that Coach Lamberson's been able to bring around the program. He's made his presence known around campus throughout the course of the basketball season after he was hired. And it'll be interesting now that kind of comes to fruition, exactly where we're going to be with Loper football.
In other Loper news, before we wrap up the link, Mason Brondine did not get to be part of the New England Patriots very long. They've decided to bring in rookie tight end Logan Stokes, so he was released. Cross-country coach Brady Bonzel has named Morgan Benish and Alex Obermeyer as the Loper captains for the upcoming season. Benish was the most valuable runner last fall after leading the team in every race that she entered, 11th at the Central Regional, and she's out of Columbus Scotus. Obermeyer out of York, the most improved runner for the men last year. And as most of the teams will, they will report to camp on Monday. Former Loper All-American Marissa Bongers receives one of the prestigious NCAA postgraduate scholarships, just one of 29 female student-athletes in all divisions of the NCAA to receive that. And Connor Baranek and Ethan Brozek of the men's basketball team were part of a Division II All-Star team that had a 9-day tour and 4 games played down in Brazil.
Isn't that a wonderful opportunity for Baranek and those guys? That is just a tremendous thing going on with that. It's just great that you kind of have that. And you get to know you know, Connor and all that, you kind of get to know those kids, and they're obviously very easy to root for. Pretty exciting stuff.
Our Loper Link is brought to you by Russ Smith at Charter West National Bank of Kearney. We offer all types of loans from FHA, VA, RD, and conventional home loans, and for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, we have the loans at Charter West National Bank. And speaking of Baronic, it got out pretty big yesterday that, and we may have mentioned it here on the show, Paul Baronic, the longtime coach at Ravenna, is battling cancer again. It was a number of years ago that, as we all know, sometimes it doesn't work out the first time. Sometimes you beat it and it's great, and sometimes it's recurring. And Coach Baronic has been in Omaha, and a benefit is being held for him and his family this Saturday in Ravenna. So if you can make it, great. If you want to donate, they have ways to do that. There's a lot of things out on Facebook. And if you know Coach at all, I'm sure maybe you have seen this. It all is at K&B Parts there on Main Street in Ravenna, 414 Grand Avenue. They'll have a poker run Saturday at 5 o'clock, a barbecue with a free will donation at 7 o'clock. They'll have a mini cruise night, a scavenger hunt. There is a golf contest where you get $2,000 if you make a hole in one. Donation barrels set up on Main Street. There are so many other fun ideas and food going on out there. So it's all going on this Saturday evening in Ravenna, a benefit for Coach Paul Baronic. So if you can,
absolutely.
Do what you can.
Yeah, yeah. If you can get out there. And again, even if you can't, there still is that opportunity. And, you know, $5 makes a big difference. You multiply that by the number of folks that Paul Baronic has touched through the course of his career. Just $5 for every life he's touched. I think that'd be a pretty good fundraiser for him.
Let's see if we can get this baby kicked again. We will take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coming up, we'll talk with the Hastings head football coach Charlie Shoemaker in our football feature. We will also catch up with Illinois linebacker Mason Monheim as the Doug and Daddy Show continues.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Plan now to attend the 32nd Annual Platte Valley Antique and Collector Show. This show will be held at the Crystal Lake Recreation Area in Ayer, Nebraska on August 14th, 15th, and 16th. Enjoy fun kid games, parades, tractor games, concessions, tractor displays, live music, and more. Also, enjoy the beer garden and wine tasting on Saturday. Gates open at 7 a.m. each day. $5 admission, good for both days. Children under 10 are free. For more information, log on to pvama.org.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
One play can change momentum in a game.
Field goal attempt for the corner with 1.6 seconds to play. Now he launches up a shot at the buzzer.
And one deductible is a game changer when it comes to your insurance.
He hits it! A three-point field goal with the state championship.
That's why you should see Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your Farm Bureau agents. They can bundle your car and home together into a single policy. So, if life sends a blitz in the form of a storm or fire,
touchdown! Be kidding me!
You'll pay just one deductible for everything that's covered. Talk to Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers today and see how simple it can be. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliates, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunny skies today along with breezy south winds as high temperatures climb up to 87 degrees, down to 63 tonight under mainly clear conditions, and we'll see more clear skies and sunshine Thursday with highs near 88. Right now it's 75.
Miss
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Coming up here in a couple of minutes, Charlie Shoemaker, Hastings head football coach. Here's your chance to win bragging rights and great flag prizes and enjoy a day of golf at Meadowlark Hills Friday, August the 21st at the almost annual Jerseys Golf Tournament. $300 a team, 1 o'clock shotgun. So if you want to work all Friday morning, there's still plenty of time to get your things together and make it out to Meadowlark. Stick around for cash prizes and burgers following the tournament. Then head to Jersey's Sports Bar to celebrate. Get your four-person scramble team signed up at Jersey's today, top of the hill in Kearney, and get your team ready to win it all. It's the almost annual Jersey's Golf Tournament next Friday, August the 21st, 1 o'clock at Meadowlark Hills. Always a fun time. And we talk a lot about tournaments that are for organizations or fundraisers. Mm-hmm. They're just having fun.
Yeah, just out there to have a good time. And there's nothing wrong with that. In fact, the game ought to be fun. That's why I don't keep score. That way I can have a little bit more fun.
Certain days.
It helps me.
Kansas City keeps rolling along. Lorenzo Cain, 4-for-4 last night with a home run. And I'm going to tell you again, I watched most of the game last night. They went at 6-1. They'll wrap up the series with the Tigers. They're 5-0 on this homestand, trying to get their second straight sweep, and 7-10 on the breeze, 94.5 tonight. But twice last night, I get a little agitated and aggravated with this replay crap.
No.
Replays are supposed to be for obvious blown calls.
Right.
And the two that they used last night was for a guy sliding into second, maybe coming off the bag. I'm going to tell you what, Major League Baseball, if defensively the second baseman doesn't have to be on the bag during this double play that we've seen for 100 years, then by God, neither does the guy sliding across the base. Now, if he completely over-slides the base, that's one thing. But they blew it last night, and it took forever. If you can't tell the first time, then it's not obvious. Let's go. I'm tired of it. It's an August game. This is not the playoffs.
I agree. In terms of the game goes slow enough as it is, and that's not a shot at baseball. It's just the nature of the beast. Don't add on to it. Again, if you're over the air of the bag, you know, you're on the bag, you know, unless you overslide or whatever. But you see it because now, there's no way I'm going to make the play. You used to not even tag. Now that they have the replay, you have the tag and you keep it on the body as long as possible, you know, and that's for exactly the reason that you're kind of talking about. A couple other observations from the game last night. That defense, holy cow. The Royals, and I was watching with my son, and it was 2-0 at the time, and Grant just looks at me and says, this thing's over. I mean, it's the fourth or fifth inning. Yeah, this thing's over. So there's this little thing called momentum, and they're not going to score any runs because that defense of the Royals, holy cow, it is airtight.
So good things going on there with Kansas City. So they'll wrap things up with Detroit tonight. Then the Angels, in what could be a playoff preview, come in for 4 over the weekend. And you can always hear Royals baseball on the breeze, 94.5. And because it's a big weekend, ESPN has Royals Angels. So we'll have that Saturday and Sunday as well here on ESPN Radio. If you're one of those folks that never turned the dial, we appreciate that.
Yeah, well, you can double dip. You can listen to different versions. You know, you can listen to the Royals home half the inning and then the National top of the Angels. I wouldn't do that. But you could.
Let's move on to our high school football preview today. He has made his appearance at Hastings High School, and we have chatted with Charlie Shoemaker for a variety of years, but he's going to take over the Tigers and try and get them back to prominence. They had a couple of blips on the radar here recently, went 4-5 last year, and Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, welcome back, and good morning.
Thank you, guys. How are we doing?
Well, doing good, and of course, that's the easy question for us to ask you. How you doing?
We're doing well. You know, we've got 2 days under our belt. Get some pads on today and find out what we have out there.
I mentioned at the top of the show one of the unique things about coaches that go to a variety of places, whether it's at the pro or the college, and rarely at the high school level do you see them bop around maybe 5-6 times. But you've done that, and you've been successful. What's the first thing you look for when you take over a program? When you got the job at Hastings, First couple days on the job, what did Charlie Shoemaker do? First couple days at Central City. First couple days at Central Catholic. I assume it's always the same.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing is you come in with your plan. It's always tough because there's a transition there. So there may be a kid that you lost along the way or that's coming out. So it's just kind of a new era. But whoever it is and whatever you have there, you just have to set that standard. What is your plan? Make that known to them, and then you get to work. And that's the easiest way to do it, and it's simple, and it's really not that difficult. You just got to put your head down and go.
Coach, one of the things that I find interesting about Hastings is your quarterback, Benny Schmidt, only 140 pounds. Probably your plan isn't to use him as a power running back, I wouldn't think, but he's a pretty solid quarterback, even though he's kind of a mighty mite.
Yeah, Vinny's got a real live arm. He can really throw the ball. So we've worked a lot of things. The deep ball is not a problem for him. We've been working on some of our short passing game, getting pre-snap reads and things like that. So that's a little different for him maybe. We're still working through some of that stuff. We're still going to ask him to run a little bit. You know, we run the beer, and he's going to have to be effective at that. We've got some different ways to make sure he's not carrying the ball 15 times a game, but make it a little bit more opportunistic and just make sure that he is a threat back there at some point.
Well, that I guess that puts a light bulb in my head here, and I don't know how to kindly ask this, Charlie, because you go back to We Are Marshall, and Marshall ran the Veer when things changed there, and there was a reason they ran the Veer. Is that the same reason you're running the Veer?
Several years ago, I kind of made that decision on my own, and as a staff, we kind of did. We wanted to make things simple, and we know we can't block everyone, and we know we need to be double team at point of attack and push people around that way rather than trying to single block people. And that's just kind of where I've always been with my teams that I've had, and it's served us well. We've been able to run the ball against everybody we've played at least to some capacity. You're probably going to see us throw the ball a little bit more this year than what I'm used to, but we want to be very balanced, and this is the way for us to do that.
Well, you kind of mentioned being balanced and throwing the ball. Great receiving core headed up by Morgan Karloff. That may be one of the deeper positions on your squad.
Is he going to be able to go, Coach?
Actually, Morgan has decided he's going to just wait till basketball season. We're disappointed in that. He's a great kid. I got to know him a lot over the summer, and that's definitely going to be – that's an area that, we could have definitely used him. He's a game changer, but I think we've got some really capable kids that are there. And honestly, it gives those kids an opportunity to maybe shine on their own and not rely on Morgan. And I feel that in the last couple of days, some of those kids have responded and kind of came up. So you kind of hope they do that, and I think we're starting to see that.
What will you do, and we're talking with Charlie Shoemaker, Hastings head football coach, what is probably for the kids vastly different from what they learned the last couple years or 3 years under the previous coaching staff? You mentioned what you're doing offensively. Is there something else that's vastly different?
I don't know. I don't know what the regime was before. I mean, the coaches that we have, the assistants, obviously, they've been retained and they're still here. Great group of coaches and teachers and men work well with the kids. So we're excited about those guys. We're keeping things intact defensively. I think they were very comfortable with that, that we didn't make wholesale changes all the way across the board. And so I feel good about that because, they know what they're doing on the defensive side of the ball. And I can try to help them out in any way possible and make sure that things are squared away. But that way we're just implementing our offense and kind of get things going there, and they're kind of picking up where they left off on defense. So that's been really good and it's going very well.
Charlie, how much of what you're doing is dictated by the talent you have versus what you'd like to do it the Charlie Shoemaker way? Is there a transition that you kind of do the first year or two, or is this going to be everything that you would like to do and then the kids do the adjusting?
Well, I think in high school football, I think it's always that way. You always have to kind of play the hand that you're dealt with. Now, I think as you get the program established and you start getting your hands into the middle school and the younger ages, then you can kind of start tracking kids and getting them taught the system as you get going, get kids in the right spots. You know, I mean, we've moved a few kids around. They played maybe just defense, or they played receiver, and so we've moved a receiver to fullback. We've moved some kids that were receivers to tight ends. We use fullback and tight ends, and they hadn't done that in the past. So we just really try to look at those. You know, we've got a certain kind of personnel groupings that we want to find, and we try to find those kids and put them in those spots.
Last couple of minutes here with Charlie Shoemaker, the new head football coach at Hastings High School. I know Dylan Rutt is kind of the Vinny Schmidt on the other side of the ball. Again, they may not be the biggest kids, but I know they're scrappers. Tell me a little bit about the defense.
Our defense, we're going to be pretty strong in our linebacker core and our defensive backfield. So we feel pretty good there. You know, obviously, we need to continue to develop depth there. You can never have too many. Defensive line and offensive line is an area that we've got to find some kids, and some kids have to really step up. Now, we've had a few kids that had some nice summers for us, and so we're counting on them to be able to translate that when we get pads on.
I always hate to overlook the punters, the kickers, the kick returners, the special team stuff. I have to go home and live with my son. So, Coach, talk a little bit about your special teams. How do they stack up?
You know, we feel like we've got a couple decent kickers. It has been a huge part of the game for us over my career. Coach Spala is going to be heading up our special teams. We actually have a special teams coordinator, which is nice because it kind of takes the pressure off of everybody else. But, you know, you got one guy that's really game planning it and making sure we're getting things lined up for it during the game. So that really helps, and everybody else can kind of go about the business with their positions and whatnot. So, we've been pretty simple on our special teams, but we've been real effective. I mean, we've had good kickers over the years, and I think we've got a couple good ones right now.
Charlie Shoemaker, head coach Hastings, 3 of the first 4 games are on the road, starting at Gehring. Is that something that you have to be concerned with?
I'm just concerned to make sure I have enough power on my phone or my iPad as I'm going out on the bus ride. That's just the hand that you're dealt. You travel wherever you got to go. We'll make it work no matter where we're going. We don't care who we play or where we play. We're going to go out and compete. So that's kind of our MO right now.
When it comes to, and I don't know if you've thought this far ahead, obviously you probably didn't have to, when you got on the bus at Central City, did you travel more than an hour somewhere, or Central Catholic, did you travel more than an hour somewhere? Do you have to make that part of your game day, your plan, your itinerary, and how that changes?
No, I think so. I mean, you've got, that first bus ride, that's going to be a long one. I mean, we'll leave at 8 or 9 in the morning, and we got to make sure we get them out and stretch them out a little bit on the way, and make sure we have some good, clean movies that they can watch on the way out as well. I think it's just a routine. You know, sometimes it can be good, too. You know, I mean, sometimes the last thing kids want to do is sit in class all day when they have a game. So, being with their teammates and their coaches is not always a bad thing. So we're going to take advantage of that and enjoy that opportunity to be with the team and be together.
Last question, Charlie, because I may be right or wrong on this. Do you have the same hat that you wear to practice every day?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've got that old Pirates hat. I'm not even a Pirates fan, but I've been wearing that thing for, 18 years, and my wife always tells me it's time for me to get a new one. She's bought me a couple new ones, but I make sure I wear that baby every day.
Charlie, best of luck. Again, Hastings football, along with Adam Central, St. Cecilia, Mike Willow, and the gang will be covering them, and we will wish you the best of luck. We'll talk with you later on in the season.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Good luck, Charlie. Thanks.
Charlie Shoemaker, our high school football preview with the Hastings Tigers. Yeah, it dawned on me that isn't that the same hat
that's the same
he was wearing
hat.
There and there? And he had it at the Shrine Bowl, and we didn't even get into all of that, and maybe because that's always an interesting question, what you picked up.
Yeah.
And I think maybe we talked about that with him in passing a little bit when the Shrine Bowl was going on, because that's about the time he got the job. Just before that, he had switched over, and you always learn something. The coaches always say that they've learned something.
Well, they spend so much time with those other coaches, and they have such a wealth of knowledge, and they start chewing the breeze a little bit, and it's like, have you seen this? Or, there's some great conversations, and they just draw stuff up, and it's a great opportunity. If coaches get the possibility to do that, or the Western Nebraska All-Star Game or any of that, great opportunity to kind of get a wealth of knowledge and draw a few things up and come away with something that you wouldn't have come up with and otherwise.
Let's do our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. We asked you yesterday if you agreed with Floyd Mayweather's ranking of the top five boxers of all time. He did his own ranking and, of course, put himself number one. 67% said, nah, but it's almost correct. 33% says it wasn't even close, and of course nobody said, yeah, it was spot on. Leaving off some of the old-time greats, Joe Louis wasn't on there. I still say Mike Tyson in his prime.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
most dominant.
Muhammad Ali fifth. He didn't have Frazier on there. He had, like, Pernell Whitaker.
You know? Yeah, I don't think I'd put
Pernell every time Whitaker, you bring up Pernell Whitaker, I think of Pernell Roberts.
Thank you. Nice little Trapper John and
that's just
MD
weird.
Reference there.
Our Midtown Mark cooler question today.
Bonanza.
Apparently I've missed this. Is this happening?
Yeah, there's actually a petition going around from Philly fans. They've got over 3,000 signatures.
The Pope is coming to the United States and making a stop. I believe it's Philadelphia and New York, if I got that right. Would a blessing from Pope Francis during his Philadelphia visit help Sam Bradford's knees stay healthy? I don't think he'll do that, but why not? I mean, like it's going to curse him?
This is a thing.
So what do you think? If you're an Eagle fan, I don't know that anybody else would care, but, you know, fill in the blank of your favorite guy.
Phillies need an exorcism more than anything else.
So. Would a blessing from Pope Francis during his Philadelphia visit help Sam Bradford's knees stay healthy? Yes or no? Vote on our Midtown Mark question at ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll be back with more, including Illinois linebacker Mason Monheim after this.
I call Kearney Crete and Block for all my landscaping bricks and paver.
We called Kearney Crete and Block when we decided to do an outdoor kitchen, fire pit, and patio. You should be calling Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete for all your concrete and masonry supplies. Let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and value of your home and business. Kearney Crete and Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
Are you in the manufacturing or production industry? Are you underemployed or unemployed? Now you can get a leg up on your peers with the Diversified Manufacturing Technology Certificate from Central Community College, with a focus on core advances in safety, quality, maintenance, and production. This program aims to grow high-wage, high-demand, and highly skilled workers in Central Nebraska. Let the great teachers and faculty at Central Community College help your career. Call Robin, 402-562-1437, or online, impactnebraska.org.
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
The reality of today's real estate market is that there are more buyers than listings. Preparation plus the resources afforded by OneRocky.com can put you in the home you want, while delaying could cost you both dollars and the home you want. OneRocky.com, the right website. OneRocky.com, the right smartphone app. Rocky Geyser, the right real estate agent.
This is Rocky Geyser. If you're not on OneRocky.com, you're not on the right website.
If you care, call Rocky Geyser, because he does. OneRocky.com.
Convenient walk-in medical care.
Open when you need us.
Hastings Convenient Care.
No appointments necessary.
From sore throats to broken bones,
cuts, or illnesses.
Hastings Convenient Care is open when you need us.
Open 7 days a week.
Monday through Friday, 9 till 8, and weekends 11 until 5.
Program the number in your phone so it's there when you need it.
402-463-6300. Visit online at hastingscare.org.
208 South Burlington, Suite 108, just south of the underpass.
The care you need at the time you need it.
Hastings Convenient Care.
If you got it, show it.
Get ready.
That's right, baby. TDLC Cruise Night 2015 is Friday, August 14th in Hampton. We challenge you Tri-City Street Rods, Living Legends, and Central Nebraska Auto Club to put your hot rod where your mouth is. On Main Street in Hampton, August 14th at 6 p.m. Sandwiches and drinks are provided. Family fun for everyone. Friday, August 14th at 6 p.m. on Main Street in Hampton. TDLC Cruise Night invites you out to show your shine. Cruise on into Hampton, August 14th.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Coming up, Mason Monheim in our Big Ten chat. TNL Irrigation wants to let you know that the 2015 harvest is approaching, and you can act now to take advantage of their TNL harvest special pricing, which is specifically saving $9,000 on a quarter-mile pivot for whenever you want to get it in your field. Maybe you want to get that thing ready to go for next year. Maybe you've got some fall planting that you're doing. Maybe you need that in your field, or maybe you're just one of those guys, unlike me, that can plan ahead and plan well. TNL Irrigation Systems are like no other, and you can now save $9,000 on a quarter-mile pivot during their harvest special. Contact your local TNL dealer like Derek Wagner at Wagner Irrigation in Holdridge, or go online to TLIRR.com. TNL Irrigation Systems, like no other. Huskers did some hitting last night. Not the New York Jets type of hitting, but
by the way, as a Dolphins practice. Fan, as a Dolphins fan, I just kind of, I feel like Nelson from The Simpsons looking at the Jets and just going, ha ha.
Yeah. That is,
it's, you know, because the Dolphins had their little background locker room kind of bullying, fighting stuff a couple years ago. And I think the Jets thing is just worse. I mean, please, you know, there's serious injuries that happen.
If God, like Family Guy says, does mess with football, please, New England Patriot fans, step up and fly over their practice with a banner today or tomorrow. Flyover. They gave you the flyover. Hey, cheaters are looking up, you know, and now, or whatever exactly the words were. Now,
Now
you've got to fire back, Patriot fan.
You know, if you have the Lombardi Trophy, you don't really need to take those shots. Would I? Yeah, I would do it. But, I mean, you don't need to. You have the Lombardi Trophy, and you can kind of point and do the whole Nelson thing again.
The one thing. You look at the silver lining, and I don't think anybody believes Geno is that great. They wanted him. They wanted him. That's what all the fans wanted. Stupid selection. Not that it wasn't, you know, a first round. I mean, I think he, in the right situation, could have grown.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't have the right situation.
But now you're a snap away from rookie Bryce Petty getting thrown right in there from Baylor, and that might be the best thing that could happen to them. With all due respect, Ryan Fitzpatrick, who I have picked up on a fantasy league or two, because I think when he plays well, he plays very well.
He does. He can throw it all over.
Boy, when he plays bad, he is A and F.
He completes a lot of passes. Sometimes the guy's wearing the other jerseys, though.
He's not a lot of pass. I mean, he's a pass-fail guy.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he's not going to get a
lot
of B-minuses and C-pluses. But that could be interesting to bring him in. And yesterday, getting back to the Huskers, Coach Mike Riley commented on a variety of things, including what he's doing with the quarterbacks behind Tommy Armstrong.
We have really tried to be, actually, the best word is fair, with the quarterback rotations after Tommy's first string reps. All of them, I think, at times have taken what would be called the second team reps. What we're trying to do is give them all reps with other units. They all get a chance to play with the second string linemen, receivers, backs, so on.
Coach Riley, talking about pull up, cut one there, would you, Caleb? Also talking about putting on the pads and getting some contact on the first fall practice, that they can do that.
You know, I frankly worry almost more about the days in shorts where you don't have any pads on than I do this day where you put full gear on. We did, however, probably do a little bit more just live football than we've ever done on our first day of full gear. We particularly got the young guys quite a bit of live play at the end. I don't know how many. Some of them may have got 10 to 12 plays, which is good.
Coach Riley talking about maybe the most beneficial part of going live is letting your defenders, linebackers, defensive backs, actually tackle somebody.
What we hope to get out of scrimmages is allowing defenders to really know that they are in a position to make a tackle, because they actually get to finish it. You know, there's so many times in practice where maybe you think you have the tackle and you're pretty confident of the position that you have, but you never really know till you get the chance to finish.
A lot of wise words, and I still think that Coach Riley and his staff not quite sure
and over, I don't know if overwhelmed's the word, but overwhelmed by the number of players that they have and the things that they can do compared to his previous collegiate stops, including Oregon State.
And I think it's clear that he's not real sure who the second quarterback is or the third quarterback. I think that there's a very small margin of difference between those backups to Tarmi Armstrong. So they're really trying to figure that out. And by the way, if you want to make a gazillion dollars, come up with the equipment, with a training regimen, and which people can practice tackling without injuring some other human being, you know, or running the risk of that, because that is the biggest conundrum in all levels of sport, of all levels of football, is how do you actually teach somebody how to tackle without running the risk of getting hurt, reducing the number of injuries with that. That's the main reason why most practices are not contact, and they limit the number in the NCAA and with the NSAA and all that, is because you don't want to get kids hurt. If you can find some way that you can improve your tackling without running the risk of hurting kids, you'd make a gazillion dollars.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of money.
It's almost as many sandwiches as
I know.
Dallas.
That's what I was kind of thinking. It's like, so you could get a different sandwich every day.
More than bazillion, or is bazillion more than gazillion?
I think either way, you're in a tax bracket that I'll never see.
Well, speaking of good deals, how about your Midway Auto dealership? Whether it's the Midway Auto Outlet, if you're looking for a pre-owned car, truck, van, it doesn't matter what type it is. It may even be something that they've got in on a trade that is not the new items like a Ford or a Toyota or a Honda or a Hyundai. They have more than 250 pre-owned vehicles in all price ranges on the Midway Auto Outlet lot, the old Killian Motors lot on South Central Avenue. And then, of course, your Midway Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue during the summer clearance event at Midway. Get 0% APR for 60 months, plus $3,000 cash allowance toward a 2015 Ram 1500 Big Horn Crew Cab. Midway has all that you need for the 1500 and the 2500 Big Horn Crew Cab. If you're looking to save up to $9,800 off a new Ram truck right now, Midway is the place to be. Ram is offering from the big dealerships huge rebates plus great financing on the new trucks. Go to thinkmidway.com or stop by and see them at your Midway Auto dealership. When we come back, Mason Monheim, Illinois linebacker, and our Big Ten chat after this.
Wrexham Clays, August 15th at the Heartland Shooting Park. Hornaday Manufacturing is the presenting sponsor for the 23rd Annual Platte River Charity Shoot, benefiting Goodwill and the services they provide to people living with disabilities or barriers to working and living independently. There's something for everyone with youth, adult, individual, and team competitions. Scholarships awarded to winners of the youth division. Platte River Charity Shoot is sponsored by Rasmussen & Associates, Five Points Bank, and Hornaday Manufacturing. Sign up today at goodwillne.org.
Every baseball fan has respect for Major League Baseball's past, present, and future. And it comes alive at the Museum of Nebraska Major League Baseball in downtown St. Paul. Dedicated to illustrating the careers of over 150 men with Nebraska ties who have made it to the majors. Enjoy Hall of Fame exhibits featuring Alexander, Gibson, Boggs, Vance, Ashburn, Crawford, and Southworth. The Museum of Nebraska Major League Baseball, a place you've gotta see in downtown St. Paul. Open daily 9:30 to 4:30 and Saturday 10 to 2.
Locally owned Hastings Physical Therapy, chosen since 2002 for excellence in one-on-one care. Even in this rapidly changing healthcare environment, we at Hastings Physical Therapy want you to know the choice is still yours when selecting your physical therapist. We offer convenient hours and parking. Privately owned and next to Applebee's. Call Hastings Physical Therapy at 402-462-2665 to schedule your appointment today.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Visit the Kroll Agency in Kennesaw, Hastings, Minden, and Roseland today.
Another one bites the dust. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where it's time for our Big Ten football preview. Now, this time we go with Illinois linebacker Mason Monheim, brought to you by Garrett Tires and Treads, celebrating 50 years of service with the Garrett Guarantee.
Let's talk linebacker. Let's talk Illinois. Let's talk the first team that's going to play against Nebraska in the Big Ten schedule this year. And Mason Monheim joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug, due to Randy Bushcutter. And Mason, thanks for the time and looking sporty today. I'm sure we're not the first one to tell you that. Well done.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.
The bowler tie is, and it's
like
a nice tie. I do. I like it. It's a little personality.
What's the story?
The story is, honestly, I've never really supported a bowler tie before, but earlier this week, I was like, hey, let's rock that. I like the look, and I like how it's turning out now.
Yeah, with the good beard there. Look,
yep.
you almost should be on the back of a bowl. Yeah, you should be on the back of a bowl or something.
It's fine with me.
is this all a lot of the football players have been asked, how many times do you wear a suit? How many times do you wear a jacket? Because it's all in the mud, eat the dirt. Mm-hmm. You a GQ guy, or are you a cowboy?
I'm a cowboy. I'm a big outdoorsman. I'm from a rural town in Ohio. No GQ for me. Just cornfields and cows and all the good stuff.
And a little too close to Cleveland for this Reds fan, but we're going to work it out. We're going to be okay. You're not a linebacker that likes to ride them down. You like to make that hard, good stop a little bit. Talk a little bit about the mindset it takes to be a linebacker and to be as effective in the conference as you are.
Yeah, there's definitely, they always say it's quarterback of the defense. You got to be on every play. Jay Lehman always told me you can't live in the glory of a good play or the regret of a bad one. And that's so true that, you know, your defense is counting on you to call that play, to check motions, to make all these checks, and then corral these guys, whether it be a defensive line or the backfield, in the backfield. It's tough playing any position in the Big Ten. You got all these different offenses, different schemes, but it's all worth it. You know, I get to play this game that many people wish they could, so definitely making the most of my opportunity.
Fighting Illini linebacker Mason Monheim with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Little baby steps along the way here for the program overall. How important was it to get to play in a bowl game last year?
Yeah, it was cool. It was very important. You know, we needed a couple wins there the last 2 weeks, and we pulled it out. And I think that was huge for us moving forward. We had something on the line there, two teams, us and Northwestern, going, trying to get to a bowl game. And we end up coming victorious, and I think that really gave us a good push going into this season. Honestly, we have a great group of guys that I love to be around. We love to be around each other, and it should be something special.
You talk about moving forward. 27 returning lettermen, yep, on defense, and you got, what is it, 7 returning starters as well. It does seem that side of the ball is going to be able to hold up their end of the bargain in terms of moving this program forward. How forward can you go? What would be a successful? Making a bowl was big last year. What would be successful for Illinois football this year?
I mean, we want to win the Big Ten championship. I mean, that's the goal. But we're not going to do that unless we are better tomorrow than we were today. So that's our focus right now, is just getting better every day, is going into camp, staying healthy, and keep pursuing that goal. Because we see that the light at the end of the tunnel. We all see the same thing, and we're all working towards that.
Coach had to bring in a lot of players. When he took over, the roster was pretty thin, not what a Division I roster would be for depth. Even you guys on defense, there's not a lot of freshmen or sophomore redshirt guys that are backups. How do you like the depth? How strong your defense will be?
Yeah, depth is key. We have a lot of guys that have played a lot of football, and that's going to go a long way for us. You can't trade the experience. You know, someone might be super talented, but experience is the key, especially at this level. So we have a lot of guys, but even our young guys, they learn. They're fast learners. They work hard. So it should be a good year for us.
Yeah, and one of the elements that we have to talk about with Illinois football was what kind of came out with Twitter and all the social media and stuff in terms of Coach Beckman and the relationship with the players and stuff. It's fairly new hat for us folks in Nebraska. It's probably old hat for the folks in the program. Talk a little bit about the impact of those comments and where you're at with that.
I'll be completely honest with you. The impact this whole kind of allegation had on us was that it brought us closer together as a unit. And, you know, we knew that if we were focusing on the outside noise, that we weren't going to get to where we want to go. And I think we've done a great job at that. We've stuck together. And if you come in our locker room or see our practices or workouts, there's nothing distracting us from trying to reach that goal.
It's not fair because fall will come around about October. We all know the leaves turn orange, and Nebraska is going to have to head out to Illinois on October 3rd to open Big Ten Conference play. Linebacker Mason Monheim joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mason, thanks so much for the time, and have a great season. We'll see you in October.
Thank you very much.
All right, good luck.
He was a good guy.
And a sharp dresser. Let's not forget that.
The bolo tie.
The bolo tie. Nice look.
I think that maybe that's the first bolo tie I've seen in any of the media days.
It might be. He was had everything but the hat.
Well, we could have definitely got into some ag talk with him. There's no doubt about it. But with the limited time for each athlete, you can't get too much into that, but fun time. And our Big Ten chats are provided by the Catholic Diocese of Grand Island, serving the Catholic families of central and western Nebraska, and the Kearney Chicken Coop, home of hot wings and cold beer. A lot of places say they are a sports bar and grill, but no one combines the best of both places like the Kearney Chicken Coop. If you're going in for a lunch today, it's a Wednesday, so enjoy their lunch special, which is daily. They have something from salads to the
so you don't get bored. Don't get bored.
Po' boy to chicken fried steak over the weekend. Open, yes, even on the weekends they have lunch specials. No matter what your taste buds are craving, you can find it at the Kearney Chicken Coop.
I got a text a little bit ago from a friend of the show, Greg, who said, Randy, all coaches' playbooks start out as cocktail napkins. There's something to that. Or drawn in the dirt somewhere, you know?
Well, that's, again, that's how things are learned, I believe. More is learned at coaches' clinics, mm-hmm. get-together, state championship, you know, state tournaments. The speakers are nice, and maybe they throw you a nugget that you can actually utilize, but more of it's interacting and the social mingling of the coaches and your buddies that you've been around for years. Hey, I found this works. Hey, let's face it.
Hey, I know a kid that can run that play. Yeah.
I need something this year. My talent level is going to be better than I've ever had it. How do you take it to the next level? Or I've really got a lot of young kids. I need to back it down. What worked for you? I mean, every scenario has been out there at some point.
Yeah, and again, you just kind of bounce ideas off of each other, and you pick up so much. That's the great thing about that. And there's such a – teachers are the same way as coaches. I mean, they steal lesson plans. They steal ideas. They are the greatest thieves of intellectual property of any group of folks you'll ever see, coaches and teachers. And you know what? That makes everything better for the students and for the athletes, and makes it a little bit more entertaining. Because, you know, there's 11 football players, every possible way they can be lined up, they've lined them up that way. Somebody has somewhere, and then just trying to figure out whether or not that works for you or not. That's part of the fun of coaching. It is. That's the fun part of X's and O's.
Well, the Little Leaguers from Omaha are 2-1 so far at Indianapolis, trying to make it in, but it looks like it's all about to come to an end here. I was trying to follow along if they changed it here a little bit. They didn't play Kearney played 4 games in the regionals. And here, Omaha played 3, went 2-1, had already played Missouri. Mm-hmm. And then they're playing Missouri again today in the elimination game. But a 5 spot in the 5th by Missouri, and they're in the 6th and final inning. Missouri leads Omaha by a score of 11-4. So unless there's a mass rally, it looks like Nebraska will be out.
That would be an epic comeback if they can do that. I want to remind everybody about the Lizzie Stratton Memorial Run coming up on Saturday, August the 22nd. On Friday is the last day, if you get registered, that we'd be able to provide you a T-shirt. Again, the money raised does benefit the Kearney Catholic Activities Association. It is a 5K run or walk beginning at 8:30, and there's a kids' one-mile fun run at 9:30 as well. So it's kind of aimed for the entire family. And again, there's special deals if you got a multiple family that you can save a little bit of money with that as well. And again, if you register by Friday, end of business on Friday, they'll take them all day Friday. Monday morning actually is when we'll go in with the T-shirt order, and we'll get you a T-shirt and remember Lizzie Stratton, who passed away from cancer her freshman year at Kearney Catholic. It's a great way to kind of honor her memory, and it really is a neat event. And again, registrations and more information can be found at the Kearney Catholic School website, kearneycatholic.org.
A couple of
minor announcements yesterday. The Nebraska and Miami men's basketball game, Big Ten ACC Challenge. If you're planning on going to that, Pinnacle Bank Arena, you already knew it was December 1st, 8 o'clock tip time. It's middle of the week. You knew it was going to be at night, and it's going to be on ESPNU, which means pew. So that's what they're expecting.
Yeah, it'll be in HD. It'll be okay.
Out of that, Midland is looking for a new men's basketball coach. Todd Eisner resigned to take the Division II job at Winona State in Minnesota. Three national tournament appearances in his 4 years, 96 and 39. And Kansas, after a 7-1 lead in doubles at the Nebraska-Kansas Junior Cup matches at Quarry Oaks after day one, cruised into an 11-5 victory after the singles matches were split yesterday. Jay Cottom of Hebron, Noah Hoffman of McCook, Coy Potoff, originally from Kearney, now Scotts Bluff, Alex Shockey, the back-to-back amateur champ for the junior amateurs. They were all a part of that team. So,
just a quick observation. Midland needing a new coach, that's very late in the process. Winona State hiring a new coach, very late in the process. To me, that's very interesting, and there's got to be a bit of a story there in terms of being this late.
Well, hopefully it works out for all involved. As with most of the NAIA GPAC schools, there are a handful of players that we've seen in high school that play at Midland, so we'll see what happens in the transition there. And we want to thank our guests of today's show, including UNK head football coach Josh Lamerson, as they open camp tomorrow. Charlie Shoemaker, the new head football coach at Hastings, and Illinois linebacker Mason Monheim. If you missed any of it, you can check out our podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal at ESPNSuperstation.com. Another high school football preview tomorrow. Our Big Ten chat will be with Maryland offensive lineman Andrew Zeller, and Jimmy will be in as co-host. So enjoy your week. We'll be back tomorrow with more on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!